Todd, this is an interesting story coming out, and one that we've seen in different areas, but I didn't think that Memphis, we were updated enough to bring in the bots to town.
And let me say this, that if, in fact, the city was not on the verge of having riots, this would be our top story of the day, because this is a disturbing story in my estimation.
I'm looking at some images, and so anyhow, there's a restaurant, El Portin, on Poplar Avenue. Did I get that right, Josh?
Think he just butchered that.
Yeah, it's Portón, but I did. Yeah, you're close enough.
All right, you could have been a little bit more generous in helping me out with that.
No, you butchered it.
Well,
rip that Band-Aid off.
My Spanish teacher, in college, I had to do 2 years of it. It was my lowest grade I ever got.
Should have gotten three.
And she said, "Ben, do you have a speech impediment? There's something with the way you roll your R's. They're not rolling." And this is exactly why. El Portón on Poplar Avenue.
That's much better.
Thank you. So it's on Poplar Avenue in Highland Street. I myself have never been there, but it was purchased from a company in Atlanta. And here they are replacing human waiters and waitresses with robots, Todd.
This is satanic. It's of the devil.
Really? Because I prefer to be served by a robot. How about you?
No. It's got to be a human. I prefer human interaction. I want someone serving me my meal, not a robot.
Sunrise Breakfast Cafe down the street where you get your serving every single morning. If they were to serve you with a robot, that would be a problem.
It would be a huge problem. And by the way, they wouldn't be able to do it because, you know, they got to bring the biscuits, and a biscuit can't be made by a computer. It has to be made by a human.
Todd, the robots are serving you the food. They're not cooking.
It doesn't matter. Because the biscuits are served with love. And I don't think you're going to get that love from R2-T2.
Roomba and Ramba. So these Roomba machines, these little robots, they are lovable. They have faces. They apparently have animated faces that
are creepy.
And no, it is the next. This is the future, Todd. Embrace it or you're going to be left behind.
The question is, do you have to tip the robot?
That was the point I was going to make, was the only caveat, the only benefit of having a robot is you don't have to worry about the tip.
Oh, but you do. Because these are apparently very rude robots. Well, they're nice on one hand, but if you actually get in front of them, this story up on Fox 13, they did the piece, they will apparently tell customers, the restaurant, the people sitting inside the restaurant, "Will you get out of my way? Can you?" They do say, "Please move." So they are very, very well-spoken robots, this Bella and
bilingual?
Bella too.
What is his name? Bella?
Yeah, the robots are named Bella 1 and Bella 2, and they can change their animated. Oh no. Okay, I agree with Don. Faces.
It's a transgender. Oh, it's trans species.
Yeah, it's a trans species situation where they can change cat faces. I thought this was just maybe like a quaint little cartoon face of a little
okay,
boy.
I think we need to hear from Memphis. Would you rather be served at a restaurant by a human or a robot? 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-KWAM, KWAM. I've got to go with the human. I saw Terminator. You can't give these robots an inch. or then they'll have global domination and we'll be working in some sort of a slave ship.
Yeah, well, this is a trend, Todd. You no longer have cashiers anymore. Have you tried to go to Target recently?
Oh, my gosh.
You wait in. There's no cashiers anymore.
Look, I go to the Kroger over at Farmington.
We know, Todd.
And it's like every single time you're standing in the line and they've got all these cash registers. Nobody works the registers, so you got to stand in the self-serve line. And there's always that one person. That's the one person that's got like 75 items, and they're like, it takes them 45 minutes to scan everything and then do the coupons.
Weigh the plums and the oranges.
And here I go, and this is what is really irritating. So you get up there, and you've got like three items, and every time you scan an item, it calls the customer service person over. So as opposed to just...
And there's only one of them.
And there's only one, and they're dealing with everybody else because everybody else is dealing with the same problem. And why is that? Not because of the humans, because of the lack of humans.
Because they're replacing everybody and anybody with these robots. I kind of agree with you there. However, Bella 1 and Bella 2... Those are the robots and their names. They cost around $25,000 and took 8 hours to program to the restaurant's floor plan. So it's like, you got to know where these things are going because they could crash and your orange juice and oatmeal, whatever you ordered from this restaurant, could be in your lap.
It's a Mexican, it's a Mexican restaurant, though, isn't it? So I'm not sure they have oatmeal. I mean, they may, but I don't.
Yeah,
I think I'm
stuck on Raw Girls, but here's the thing. They will also
okay, try not to use that phrase on a morning show, Dieter. Good Lord.
No, the audience knows that is my sweet spot at the end of the day. And Raw Girls, for your information, that is not a human or humans. It is a juice bar in the city. They will sing Happy Birthday, which is a big thing in Mexican restaurants, Todd.
Is it really?
Like, it just happened recently. My friend and I were down at Margarita's downtown, and she said she had a birthday. I don't know that she actually had a birthday, but she said she had a birthday. I wasn't asking. They didn't ask for her ID. The celebration, Josh, and you would know something about this because we were talking about this on break. They bring out the hats. They threw a pan on the floor. I didn't know that was in the birthday celebration song. I look over, the next thing, they throw a pan on the ground. It's a big deal.
Yeah, there's a couple other ways that other restaurants do it too. There's one restaurant in particular, they'll come out and they'll smash some whipped cream on your face if you want. You know, they do that. They'll have the sombrero, they'll put it on you, they'll sing and all that. Yeah, it's a big thing. It's
like
a really
a
big
restaurant
thing.
It's
like Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
But they do that in Applebee's, I think. I haven't been there in a while. The Piccadilly.
Smash whipped cream in your face?
I don't know.
Sounds like something they do at the Pink Pony. All right, so you'll have to maybe...
What? All right, come on. Dieter, we're going to have a conversation with HR after the show.